Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, it's a great way to start the week with a phone call to me. And for a large part of the country, I looked at the weather map today. Spring may have actually arrived. Although we've had a couple of misfires over the weekend. That it was supposed to be really warm, and it wasn't. And this is the time of year where every place you go, people have sniffles, either because of the pollen or because they're dressed inappropriately for the weather. Oh, well, it's just weather, I suppose.
How was the weather in New York over the weekend?
Yesterday was gorgeous. Yesterday was an eat-outside kind of day, sidewalk cafe day. Saturday, in theory, was the same forecast, but it was so windy, it was really cold. How are things in Minneapolis?
It was great over the weekend. We had sunny skies on Saturday. Saturday was a beautiful day, and then yesterday was great, too. I mean, we had...
Well, Saturday was beautiful in that it was not raining, and it was sunny, but it was really windy. We had, like, 25-mile-an-hour winds, which means if it's in the 50s, it's not warm enough. But yesterday was really gorgeous. It was a little windy, but not nearly as much.
We got some rain yesterday, but it ended up being a pretty nice day.
Yeah, we had it. Yesterday was a walk around. Someone said it's the first nice day of spring, and lots of us were in the theater all day. So not really, because we had. Well, I'll tell you about it tomorrow, or I'll tell you about it on Wednesday. But had a couple of hours to go wander around in the sunshine and eat at an outdoor cafe. In fact. You know, one of the things we forgot to mention last week, and we forgot it because it happened on a Saturday, and we're a Monday through Friday kind of show. I know we do best of on the weekends, but it was the 150th anniversary of the Civil War. Do you know that? The end of the Civil War.
I did not know that.
And the reason I know it is because I live down by I live down by Clinton Castle, which is a Civil War fort. It was part of the harbor defenses because the cannons at that time could only shoot about half the distance of the harbor. So they had them on each side. So hopefully the ship that was coming through during the Civil War would sort of either be on one side or the other, because it was right in the middle. There was a good chance that both sides of the forts and both of the sets of guns would miss them. But they actually set off a cannon at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, and... 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, I think at noon, maybe 1 o'clock. Anyway, they set off 3 cannon, and I'm not sure why, maybe for each of the time zones or something, for the Civil War being over, I don't know. But it was the 150th anniversary. If you haven't been to Gettysburg, it's a good place to go, although this summer is probably not the world's best time to go, because it's going to be kind of crowded. And they've rebuilt some of the stuff, but if you've never been to Gettysburg, you should go. As I said, I went for the first time. When I was about 8 years old, my family used to, because it was a large family, they just pile us in the car. And at one point, we lived in Pennsylvania. And so they just piled us in the car. And we went to Gettysburg. And I was a young kid. And about 10 years ago, maybe more than that, maybe 15 years ago, I have a friend who grew up in Gettysburg. And her family, her mother and father are buried in Gettysburg. So we went over, I think it was a Labor Day or something. Memorial Day, something. Probably Memorial Day, more likely. And we went to Gettysburg. And I swear to you, it had been like 400 years since I'd been there, literally. And I'd only been there once. And we go over that last rise before you get to Gettysburg. And my heart started beating fast, and I got all teary. And I hadn't been there in like 100 years. And somehow I made such an impression. It is, especially for Americans, obviously, we lost more people in that war because we were both sides than everything else put together. But it's just an enormously emotional place. So it's definitely a place that you should go see. And even if you're not an American, look, we go to visit other people's battlegrounds, right? So because civil wars are awful. I mean, wars are awful, but civil wars are particularly awful. Although I guess once you get in the area of awful, awful is awful. All right, so we had forgotten that, mostly because it happened on a... if it doesn't happen Monday through Friday, it doesn't happen to us. And today's kind of an interesting day in history, although I did want to share a story that happened over the weekend, which I can say, well, in a minute. It's National Scrabble Day, which is great for people who don't spell very well, especially if you have someone who doesn't challenge you. I play Scrabble with people that make up words, and if you challenge them, they tip over the board. I should say I played with them exactly once. I mean, I'm all in favor of trying to get away with something, but tipping over the board, not going to play anymore. But it is National TJ Day. It's Thomas Jefferson Day, because this is the day in the Jefferson Memorial was dedicated because it's in 1943, because it's the anniversary of his birth, presumably today. Although again, the calendar changed, so it's a little unclear. But it is TJ Day. It's also National Peach Cobbler Day, which makes no sense because peaches aren't going to be in, you know, around and yummy for months. Maybe it's if you canned your peaches from last year, because it doesn't make any sense to have a peach cobbler day when peaches are not going to, I mean, the trees aren't even in blossom yet. Come on, folks, let's get with the program. Maybe everybody canned their peaches from last year. Pocahontas was captured today in 1613. Somebody writing down that they... Never mind. Metropolitan Museum of Art was founded in 1870. That's a very old museum. J.C. Penney opened his first store in Kemmerer, Wyoming. Do you know that the first store was in Wyoming?
I did not know.
I did not know that either.
I would have guessed a major city, to be honest with you.
Yeah. And his name is spelled with two E's, as most of you know. I think most of us think of it as Penny being inexpensive, but it's not. It's Penny. In 1964, Sidney Poitier became the first African-American to win Best Actor for Lilies of the Field.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. This is one of my faves. In 1976, the $2 bill was introduced on Thomas Jefferson's 233rd birthday. Part of the United States Bicentennial in 1976.
And
I have a $2 bill. Do you have a $2 bill?
I do, yep, and I will not spend it.
Me neither, because remember the expression phony is a $2 bill?
Mm-hmm.
But maybe it's a $3 bill. At any rate, I have mine as well.
Yep.
It's our good luck piece, huh?
It is.
The U.S. Treasury loves that. In the same way the post office loves when you start saving stamps. Because you paid for them, and then they don't have to... You're not using them, so... They essentially are free money for the post office.
Mm-hmm.
And on this day, this very day, in 1997, Tiger Woods becomes the youngest golfer to win the Masters tournament. And I said to Manny, well, wait a minute, what about the guy who won who was 21?
Jordan Spieth yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, but apparently, according to Manny, he's a couple months older than Tiger.
Yeah, he's a couple months older than Tiger. Well, because Tiger was born in December, I think. So that year he was still a few months away from... turning 22.
He was actually born December 30th in 1975.
Yep. So he was still about...
A couple months.
Yeah, he was still about 8 months away from turning 22. Jordan Spieth will be 22, I think, this summer. I think in like June or July.
Well,
so.
I mean, he's probably yelling at his mother now for, you know, why couldn't she have just waited a couple months? Mom.
The funny thing, too, is he actually tied Tiger's record for the score. He tied... Tiger's record for the lowest, for the best score at the Masters yesterday, too, over the weekend.
There you go.
Yep.
Yeah, he was burning it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, so here's the deal. So over the weekend, sitting outside at a sidewalk cafe, and got in a discussion with somebody because we were talking about we weren't talking about Tiger. I'm trying to remember. Obviously, Tiger's name came up because we were talking about golf. Oh, no, because they hadn't announced the winners, and Tiger did fairly well for the first couple of days. And one of the people at the table said, now, I knew one of the people, and there were four strangers. And somebody was unwise enough to say, well, Tiger Woods is the most important athlete of the last 100 years, to which I took huge umbrage. And, all right, so I thought one of the things we put up on Facebook, who do you think the most important athlete of the last, let's say 50 years. No, let's say 100 years. I'm willing to go 100 years. And why? I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3756-9. But you know, we haven't done before, I kind of launch us into stories of the day, because I don't want to get too far behind, is some emails. Yes?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do it.
All right, let's do her.
We've got an email from Lee, and Lee says, Dr. Joy, I need some tough love. This is concerning my career. I'm 58 years old, and I've been in IT since 1981. I've had basically four jobs for approximately, on average, of about 7 years each. All of my jobs begin and end in the same way. This is what I've noticed. When I begin the job, I excel and I receive accolades from all levels of management. My annual evaluations from my manager are always good, and I receive good pay increases, more than most people. Towards the end of the job, I am not in the critical path of day-in and day-out affairs. It seems like I'm put on a pedestal waiting for something that never happens. Another common thread between all my prior positions is compliments on my organizational and documentation skills. I guess these are rare attributes in the IT field. I know I have not given you all the information you need, but can you give me some basic pointers on how to stay relevant and in the loop? My next job may need to be at Walmart. At least I know they will need me there. Thanks.
Okay. Not a whole lot to go on, but let me suggest a couple things. You mentioned that everybody praises you for your organizational skills, but nobody praises you for your teamwork skills. And it occurs to me that in a new job that they that you may come in and kind of clean things up. There are a couple things here. There are, I guess, two separate paths that I want you to think about. One is that as people get used to the fact that you're really good at something and you get something really well organized, once it's organized, there's probably not as much need for your skills at that moment. So even though you keep things orderly, it may be that either you need to kind of broaden your perspective a bit, or it may be when you stay out of the loop, it may just be some interpersonal skills that you really need to work on here. So I guess, you know, I always start with two and always end up with three. So one possibility to look at is that that you just need to work more at being convivial, what I would call the water cooler skills, which doesn't mean that you spend a whole lot of time sort of not doing your work, but that you are viewed as a little bit more accessible and perhaps a tiny bit more charming. And maybe, you know, I say all the time that you should be friendly at work, but those should not necessarily be your friends, because work is about competence. It does sound to me that you're very competent in the narrowest area of your job description, but you may need to be a little bit more of what we say in this disgusting term, a bit more of a people person, because you're very likely not going to be moved up into management unless you have those more people skills. You may not be even considered for example, a project that may need somebody who's organized, but somebody who also is good at sales or somebody who is good at communication. So, and I'm not saying you don't have them, because you didn't really give me a huge amount of information here, but if what you're saying is I'd like to be considered for something other than this specific job, because, which gets us to point number two, is outgrowing the job of coming in and getting things well enough organized that the excitement about the job, the newness about the job, the stimulation about the job, and the fun about the job sort of disappears after a while, because number one, you've been doing it for a long time, and number two, you've already got it organized enough, and things don't get necessarily disorganized once they're well organized. So number one part of that is just be viewed as a little bit more social, for lack of a better term, which doesn't mean that that you need to necessarily befriend everybody, but you need to be seen as a bit more friendly, having maybe some additional skills. Which gets us to number two, of making sure that that you're not so narrowly defined that you can't move certainly up the ladder, let alone in a lateral way, that you're viewed as just kind of the, for lack of a better term, the kind of team nerd. But, you know, if we need someone to go on a business trip, or if we need somebody to present a paper, or if we need somebody to go on a sales call, that you would not be thought of. And so it's going to limit your possibilities for, if nothing else, for change, let alone enhancement. So it sounds like you do very well within your particular niche, but you may need to broaden that niche a little bit, not only for the sake of your employment, but for the sake of enjoying your work. Make sure that you're not always at the computer, that you have, look, even Radar Riley, right, had some social skills. So you may want to look at those. In addition to the social skills of seeing whether or not there are additional things, if you're telling me you've been in this field for 30 years, so you may want to see if there's a way to broaden your skill base in this particular field. So number one is just how you're perceived. Number two is additional skills. And I guess number three is making sure that the job is still fun and relevant for you. And for most of us, after we learn to do something well, it's adding something new that that continues to stimulate us and enlarge our worldview. So I'm not sure exactly what the problem is. I'm not that having four jobs in 30 years is, you know, 7 years on average is not bad. But as you say, if you'd like to continue up the ladder, you may need, especially in the management, and as you know, in the corporate world, that's usually where the money is, unfortunately, that it's, we used to talk about, because I worked as an engineer for a long time, and the skills that were, that made you a good engineer had nothing to do with management, but management was where the money was and where the promotions were, so that they would hire you because you were good at one thing, but you were only going to get promoted if you had an additional set of skills. So it may be worthwhile to look at that additional set of skills. One of the people who might be very helpful to you in terms of evaluating what my kind of evaluation is, because, you know, you haven't really given me a whole lot to go on here, is one of your supervisors at one of the other three jobs that you've had, of saying, what would it have taken for me to be promoted, or what would have taken for me to be viewed as a more valuable employee? And my guess is that they'll say probably similar things. So we're talking about learning some additional social skills, learning some additional work skills that may be somewhat outside of your area, whether it's sales or marketing or distribution, or just so you have a bit more of a skill set, not only so you're valuable to the company, so the job becomes more interesting and relevant to you. And the other thing is what I would call, for lack of a term, the Bill Bratton complex, which is Bill Bratton was a guy that would come in, and he did it both in Boston, I think, and in New York, and also in California, where he was really good at coming in and cleaning up a situation, and in this particular case, I think it was the police department. And he would come in, and he loved coming in and sort of starting new and bringing people in and doing some targeting about what needed to be changed, what needed to be kept. And he was terrific at it. But on a day-to-day running basis, he was disastrous. So he finally, so he would get fired. And it was not even a matter that he wasn't good at what he did. It's just that it was a specific skill set that didn't translate into the long term, but it was brilliant at the short term. So all I really needed to do was translate his job description into, I come in and set things up and then I move on. And I think at some point he actually did that and became very successful at it. So look at have somebody who knows you better than I do, which is not very much at all, look at what would have helped you to stay there longer, what you would like to do. And the fourth possibility is it may be that you've done as much as you could do in this area, and maybe it's time to think of a new kind of career path. But look at the old one first, because that's the easiest place to go. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GemStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GemStone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Ryan, you're on the air, and Dr. Joy Brown, howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have some information that might be helpful regarding the conversation last week regarding food stamp debit cards.
Okay.
I'm a senior. I'm 71. I'm low income. I have Social Security retirement, which is so small, I didn't accrue enough, you know, money over my working history that I also am eligible for a welfare program, which is available in some states but not others. It's called old age pension.
Okay.
And I get, because my Social Security is so small, I get a partial from old age pension. I don't get them both, but if I didn't get Social Security, the old age pension would be a little bit more than what I get. So they give me, it's about $100, a little bit more than that, as a part, you know, to make up the difference.
$100 a week, $100 a month?
Month.
Okay.
And so I get, and I also get food stamps. I'm low income. I'm eligible for food stamps, and it's a debit card. I think it's by J.P. Morgan, which, you know, they're making a profit, but I guess
sure.
People got to make a profit. But anyway, so the food stamps are on a debit card, as your caller was aware of. However, that debit card, at least in my case, has two accounts on it. So it has, and they're called EBT. Again, you or the caller, I think, knew what EBT stands for, right? I don't remember exactly myself. But anyway, when you go to a checkout and swipe the card, it will ask you, most people will see, is it a debit or a credit card?
Right.
But it will also...
Well, usually you have to indicate. EBT is electronic benefit transfer.
Right. So when you swipe an EBT card, if you have a second account on there, it will say EBT food or EBT cash. And if you swipe EBT food, it won't let you buy anything other than what's allowed. You can't buy cigarettes. You can't, you know, it'll ring them up. But then at the end of it, it'll say you also owe us so much in cash.
Okay. All right. So are the major exclusions, they're probably tobacco and alcohol.
Nutritional supplements, which...
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. I kind of don't like that because some of those to me are food, but that's another discussion.
Mm-hmm.
So liquor, things like, I think non-food items.
Probably like magazines and toilet paper and stuff like that, yeah.
Dishwashing stuff.
Anything that's not edible, it sounds like.
Originally, food stamps were a Department of Agriculture program.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of how that arose. But, mm-hmm. but anyway, so your caller, the people could... Possibly be eligible for some other program that they got cash and it was on that same card.
Right, now in your particular case, is the cash Social Security on yours?
So that's total. It is not there at all. Food stamps and Social Security are two different things.
Okay.
And
so on your debit card, what does the cash refer to? Your checking account?
Old age pension. See,
yeah, that's what I meant. Your pension, so that
the Social Security retirement is what my main income is. That's from paying in from my work history,
right.
And then the old age pension is a welfare program that I am eligible for because I'm.
No, I got that part.
60.
But go and on your old age pension. Is that broken into two categories? One is food stamps and one is cash?
No. Now, some states don't have old age pension at all, but Colorado, where I live, happens to have it. I think it's federally subsidized, but I was thinking of moving to California. They don't have old age pension.
Okay.
But anyway, back to the debit card. If you're eligible for food stamps, you're probably eligible for old age pension.
If the state has it. Okay.
And so if you apply for both of them in this state of Colorado, they just put them both on one debit card.
So the cash is your old age pension.
Right. And that's a set amount, and when that runs out...
So you could have, for example, your food sub, a vitamin pill on the cash part of it.
Exactly.
Got it. Okay. Could you use? Well, I suppose in theory that means you could buy cigarettes and liquor on with the cash part because cash is cash.
And it's even though it's on that same card, it doesn't have anything to do with food stamps.
Got it. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's a very helpful. So the question, I suppose, would be
because the guy thought that the people were scamming the system, and what I'm saying is there's a good likelihood they weren't.
depending on whether or not there was an old age pension on their debit card.
Or some other welfare program like that.
Got it.
Could be something else other than...
Well, it's very helpful. Yeah, I think when we're talking about scamming, and if you're talking about any degree of scamming, what you're not talking about is the individuals who are collecting. You're talking about the providers.
Well, I think that's a gray area because I have known, the community I live in, they used to have a program of, it was like paper money that was generated somehow within the community. And people could go to various stores and buy these notes, and if people were if I wanted to give money to a panhandler, but I didn't want it to go for cigarettes or alcohol, I could go to this store and buy these.
Yeah, they're called vouchers.
Exactly.
That you could go. Again, look, let's say I'm not saying that there aren't people who are scamming. I'm saying if you look at the amount of money that's scammed, you or I could maybe rip off the government for...
You are so right.
What, like $100 a month or something? And but we're chump change. The people who are really scamming the system are not on our level. When we're talking about welfare cheats, we're not talking about clowns like you and me. We're talking about people at a much different level, much above our pay scale. And they're not scamming for $100 a month. They're scamming for millions. So I just...
That's so true. I actually heard within the last year or so, someone said the biggest welfare queen is not the lady driving the newer Cadillac, it's Bill Gates. That was actually what they said.
But I don't think Bill Gates, I think, is a poor example. The guy who makes me crazy is the guy who is... is a physician or a dentist or even the store owner who is scamming the government by turning in double patients for things he didn't actually do or, people who've been dead for 100 years. Not to mention my favorite story about Social Security that's got 6.5 million people over the age of 112 on their rolls and there are only 37 in the entire world. That's a scam. That, I think, needs to be investigated. You or me ripping off the system for $100, we shouldn't do it. And it's not okay. But, man, if you're going to put somebody on somebody's case to try and recover funds, it's not you or me, baby cakes. It's the guys who are putting in people who've been dead for 30 years and collecting tens of thousands of dollars every month on them. I mean, it's not us. So.
And the few doctors who are overcharging Medicare for hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, exactly. And millions. And, funeral homes. And, I mean, we're chump change. Emphasis probably on chump. But listen, thanks for the clarification about why people may think that that somebody's getting away with something. They may not be getting away with anything. It just may be a different set of accounting. Yeah, not to mention the fact, as you point out, that the people who are really getting subsidized by the government aren't you and me. I mean, and they are the people that are, that are getting the tax write-offs. And not to mention, all of us, apparently the biggest government write-off in the history of our country is the highway system that basically all of us benefit from, so, or anybody who has a car does. I suppose I don't. I don't have a car. What can I tell you? And I don't even have a debit card. What can I tell you?
Do you ride the bus or take a taxi?
I take the subway. So, see, I'm off your radar, babes. I'm under the ground, not on top of it. They get federal subsidies as well. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, for those of you who went to the movies this weekend, most of you went to see Furious 7, Fast and Furious 7.
As did I.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I thought it was, I didn't think it was the worst one out of this.
A lot of people think it's one of the better ones.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty solid. I mean, I think there were some action sequences that I think were pretty, you know, far.
The stunts were terrific.
Yeah, but I thought it was good. I mean, I enjoyed it. I think the ending tribute to Paul Walker was pretty solid. And
well, I think that's why a lot of people went.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, it's about to it's made $800 million internationally in its first 2 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's going to hit $1 billion.
Yeah. Wow.
Which is an amazing amount of money for that, because it probably cost $4.84. So it probably cost a little more than that because the stunts were amazing on that one.
Mm-hmm.
And Home came in number two. Fast and Furious made $61 million over the weekend, and Home made 20. But still, Longest Ride, which is the only one of the new releases to hit the top 10, only made 13.
Hmm.
So didn't do very well. Cinderella is still doing well.
Really?
Cinderella has been out for 5 weeks and was fifth. Made $180 million. Not this weekend, but there you go.
Hmm.
All right, so Paul Walker's ethos is still cooking for people. And again, I just saw, because of the film festival, Havana wrote Motor Club, which is kind of Fast and Furious Cuban style, which there's something about car racing that just that I guess it's just cars going fast. They didn't have quite as much cheesecake as or quite as much cheese, as a matter of fact, as Fast and Furious. And it won't be out for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so one of those messages that I don't even know what to do with. National student loan debt reaches, would you like to guess how much money? You can't look.
Well, I already remember the number, but it's
$1.2
trillion. That is astronomical. I mean, that's, wow.
Well, and the problem is that's debt. That's people not paying back the money that they own,
mm-hmm.
that they owe, which means that student loans in the future are essentially going to be non-existent.
Mm-hmm.
And you figure that these are the people. I mean, it's not that everybody should be paying back something. I had a student loan, not for very long, but I paid it back. I, I think I didn't. I think my husband did, and I paid his back. And it took a while to pay it back, but I did.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying, and kids are just going into debt. See, that's part of what I've just said. There are 40 million people who have student loans. The student loans have increased by 84% in the last 6 years. The only kind of consumer debt that's not decreasing. So hopefully people will start, that school could maybe cost less, students could borrow more. $417 billion are in deferment. $722.7 billion are in repayment. Their average payment is $279 per consumer.
Hmm.
There we go. So hopefully kids will pay it back so that the whole system doesn't go kerplunk just because there's no money in it anymore. One of the things we've talked about a lot around here is gratitude. You know, we say, what are you grateful for? And I know we had to put in the exclusion of your family and your health just because that's what everybody put. And legitimately so. We're not in any way dismissing it. It just doesn't make a very interesting radio program to talk about people saying my kids, my marriage, and my health over and over again. But it turns out that gratitude decreases your immune response, your inflammatory response, rather, which is very good for your system. So there you go. Writing down something you feel grateful for every day. And it can be something, I mean, it doesn't make any difference what it is. It doesn't make any difference how large or small it is. It's just the notion of feeling grateful actually does decrease your inflammatory response. And we know stress increases it.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, it is. I mean, the more we're finding, it sounds a little, hocus pocus, but it turns out to be that your biochemical markers think that gratitude is a very good thing, which decreases heart disease, ulcer. So there you go. Alrighty, so let's see if I can find. I'm having a hard time finding news stories that have any interest to anybody today. I know you did too. Although I must say, a day where there's not a huge amount of news stories is basically a calm day, right? Because that means that nothing awful has happened.
Well, there actually was quite a bit of awful stuff that happened. It's just,
you just didn't tell me about it, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's so tough because there's so much stuff going on about, you know, with police shootings and all that stuff going on. It's just it's such a repetitive thing right now, and that's what's really sad, and that's kind of the primary thing that everybody is seemingly wanting to talk about nowadays. You know, it's just it's a sad thing that this type of stuff is still going on, and you know, people are hurting about it.
All right, so here's a story that I think is unfair. And again, I am not a great Gwyneth Paltrow fan. I mean, she's an actress. What do I care? But she did the same thing that I was willing to do, which is to decide that she was going to do the SNAP program, which we were talking about last week, is $29 a person to live on for a week, which is at the grocery store, right? And I said I would do that as well. Apparently, I don't know what actually happened about it. She had $29 in food, brown rice, black beans, peas, eggs, tortillas, cilantro, limes, fresh vegetables. They're saying there's a vast difference living on food stamps for 1 week, knowing your safety net of millions in your life is everyday Gwyneth Paltrow. I don't think that's fair, but it makes me sort of rethink. Actually, it doesn't. I'd be perfectly willing to do it. That I said I would do it a whole long time ago. They said... she was walking, she was going to try and do it. And she apparently got a huge amount of grief about it, which I think is not fair. I mean, maybe because I was willing to do it as well. And she's saying, okay, well, why don't you donate some of your money to a food, you know, to a food bank. But I don't think that's fair. And there's certainly some things that she's done, that I think legitimately sort of let people sort of saying poo-poo. But I don't think this is one of them. I think what she's saying is, I'm willing to try this and see what I can do and understand that it's not easy. But, you know, I can bring awareness to something because my name is Gwyneth Paltrow as opposed to somebody else. And she's really being roundly criticized for it. And I think it's really unfair because, I mean, presumably she's not saying, I'm like you. She's saying this is not an easy thing to do. I'm willing to bring an awareness to it, that this is the kind of food that you can do, and here's some ways of thinking about it. But for her to be savaged about it, I think it's really unfair. So I'm on Gwen's side on this one, folks. Back off. I've got her back. Skinny little back. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.